I think the governor thought this was a slam dunk and it was going to happen, and that wasn't the case.
New England, North Dakota Mayor Marty Opdahl says he's glad to see the Dakota Women's Correctional and Rehabilitation Center given a study by state lawmakers. In his budget plan, Governor Burgum proposed moving the inmates from New England to the Missouri River Correctional Facility in Bismarck. Opdahl says the idea was a complete surprise to him and the community.
It didn't take very long, and there were some pretty negative connotations coming out from the residents of New England and our area legislators and the county commissioners that are involved with the six-county consortium that runs the prison. And we started meeting kind of in an informal but basis to meet with the legislators to see basically what could be accomplished from a legislative standpoint.
Muddying the waters even more were the negative claims being made about the operation of the facility. Opdahl says by working with corrections officials, they went about disputing those claims.
There's more than one side to it and how you look at it, but it was sure painted in a negative connotation, and I think that was intentional. I think when we got down to the truth and the legislators heard the truth of what actually was happening and what the good stuff that was happening in New England rather than just some negative stuff that was taken out of context, I think that went a long ways with the legislators.
And Opdahl says the community is rallying.
I'd like to really see that there be a citizens group that would get involved with this. You know, positive or negative on the whole situation, so that the residents of New England, that they have a say in this and they're at the table too.
Opdahl says while there has been some resistance to the prison being in New England over the years, the idea of losing it has also brought out the positives for the community.
And I think a lot of people have come around and have seen the benefits of that it's provided for employment for New England and how it's been able to help keep, you know, the grocery store, the hardware store, and some of those businesses open on Main Street.
The findings of the study are expected to be brought to the legislative session in 2021. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.